This time I'm back with another focus episode where we want to dive into what shares are.
Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up.
All right, before we get started, I recently added a little free course to my website that you can sign up for. Feel free to visit my website or the link in the description below to sign up for that. And then you'll just get five emails, and then another two into your inbox explaining sort of core concepts. If you're interested in that, feel free to visit the link below. All right, so what are shares? To put it very simply, right, if all the miners in the world are hashing trillions of times a second, who are sending then their hash rate to pools, it's going to be very difficult for the pools to verify all of the hash rate and all of the hashes that are being sent to the pool. So the way pools work is that they set a lower difficulty to the actual difficulty that you would need to hit a block. And that's what they count as a share. All right, so if the actual difficulty of the Bitcoin blockchain is X, the pool difficulty will be set below that. And it's obviously going to be way easier for to reach that number. So this is a way for the pools to make sure that you're actually working. And depending on how many shares you are sending to the pool, you also get paid out, right? So instead of validating all of the hashes that your miner produces or that your fleet produces and having to do all of that work to verify each individual hash in real time, the pools just verify if your hash is meeting their minimum requirement. And so while you're not actually finding blocks, you're finding shares, which happens below that. If you look into, and I've shared my screen here, if you look into your dashboard, this is the Luxa dashboard. It looks something like this. Over here, you've got the share efficiency in 100%. You will see the active miners. This is just some hash rate I bought on Wrigley. But what this means basically is how many of the shares that you are sending are actually being counted and rewarded. Because there are also shares that you could send that are stale or invalid shares that the pool receives but doesn't pay you for. One example of a stale share could be one that you send when the block was already found, right? So the pool creates the template that your miner is working on, all right? Your miner is working on the pool, sending shares to the pool, the block is found, and then your miner still sends shares that are related to the previous block, which the pool obviously cannot reward you for because it's quote unquote useless work. Yeah, if you peek down below in the bottom half of the screen, you will see rejected shares, stale shares, and shares efficiency, right? Ideally, you want the share efficiency to be 100, which means all of the shares that you're sending are valid and being rewarded. Stale shares, you don't want those, right? If you see many of these, that's a problem. And then rejected shares are just straight up rejections that the pool makes.
Buying Bitcoin miners should be simple, safe, and fast. Altair Technology delivers exactly that. Based in the US and shipping directly from St. Louis, Altair eliminates all the shady messaging groups, customs and tariffs issues, and makes sure Bitcoin miners get to you on time. Altair stocks leading commercial ASIC miners, efficient home units, and all the critical parts you need, backed by real inventory, real support, and a team of people that you can rely on and actually mines Bitcoin. Thank you so much, Altair Technology, for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's get back to it.
So the question beckons, what's the difference between a stale share and a invalid share or a rejected share? Rejected shares are exactly that. They are invalid, and stale shares are shares that are sent too late. Now, the next question is, okay, what causes these rejected shares? One problem could be firmware issues, right? If the firmware on the device is not working properly, it can lead to shares that are for some reason not valid and don't have a chance to be a valid answer to finding a block or a valid hash. With some ASIC models, you will find this as well, right? If they come out of the box and some ASIC models just end up producing faulty shares or faulty hashes that can then not be counted to the pool because, again, the pool can only pay you for shares that could have been a valid solution to a block or a valid block solution that then the pool gets paid out for. Latency can also be an issue. There's a lot of data being sent between your mine and the pool server. And if the latency is too big or too long in that sense, then that means you're more likely to send work that is invalid and therefore rejected. Temperature also works. So it's all within the ASIC, right? If the firmware is not working properly, or there's some fault in the device configuration or in the model type, if the ASICs are running too hot, they can calculate invalid shares as well, or invalid hashes turn into shares that are then being rejected by the pool. So that's why it's important to keep your ASICs cool for a long, long time. And so overall, you want to make sure that you run a very clean, smooth operation to make sure that the number of invalid shares and therefore rejected shares stays as close to zero as possible. Currently in the new year, I'm heavily advocating for hydro hosting to improve the financial and physical lifespan of the machine. This also has to do with keeping a machine cool and running it smoothly in a well-maintained data center. If you want to learn more about that or are interested in hosting a hydro miner, feel free to reach out. I hope you learned something new. All the best for 2026. See you next time.